I was reading the other day, friends, of an elderly carpenter who was ready to retire. He told his employer, who was a contractor, of his plans to leave the building business and to live a more relaxed life and leisurely life with his wife and children. He would miss the paycheck, but he needed to retire. The contractor was sorry to see his good worker go and asked if he could build one more house as a personal favor to him. The carpenter said yes, but in time it was easy to see that his heart was not in his work. He resorted to shoddy workmanship. He paid little attention to detail. He used inferior material. It was an unfortunate way to end his career. And when the carpenter was finished his work, and the contractor came to inspect the house, the contractor then handed him the front door keys and said, "This is your house." He said, "It's my gift to you for all the years of hard work." What a shock, what a shame. If he had only known that he was building his own house, he would have done it so differently. Now he had to live in a home he had poorly built. And so it is with us, friends. We build our lives in a distracted way. We react rather than act. We are willing to put up less than the best. And then with the shock, we look at the situation we have created and we find that now we are living in a house we have built. If we had realized that, we would have done it differently. Think about yourself as a carpenter. Think about your house. And each day you hammer in a nail. You place a board. You put up a wall. And friends, you have to do so wisely. It's the only life you will ever build. Your life today is the result of your attitudes and your choices of yesterday. Your life tomorrow will be the result of your attitudes and your choices you make today. But Jesus goes a little deeper. He told the story about the importance of a solid foundation. In Matthew chapter 7, he had just completed his well-known Sermon on the Mount. And just for your information, for the next several weeks, I want to deal with the Sermon on the Mount. He so desperately wanted his audience to go and do what he had taught them, because he wanted to implement his kingdom of righteousness on earth. So he tells them the story in the conclusion. He tells us, and he told them, that in order to have a life worth living, in order to have a life that lasts, friends, our foundation must be anchored on a solid rock and not on shifting sand. Do you agree with that? Now, the listeners who heard Jesus' words knew exactly what he's talking about. After all, the region in Palestine is an active geological area called the Dead Sea Transform Fault System. And it is prone to earthquakes. Let me tell you something, friends. If your foundation is not right, an earthquake will let you know that. Isn't that true? We're going to look at our passage this morning. It's found in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. We're looking at the New King James. It says, Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. This morning, I asked Candace to let's put it up with the message. The message is very contemporary. Sorry, it's small, but you can see. Let's listen. These words, the same passage in the message paraphrase, it says, these words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, a homeowner's improvement to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you will be, you are smart. You are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the rivers flooded, the tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible study and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. And when the storm rolled in and the waves came, it collapsed like a house of cards. I think we're getting the picture here. Isn't that true, friends? Do you know that in Matthew chapter 7, and this is the conclusion of that Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount was found in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And this is at the end. Jesus continues to point out weaknesses in human behavior. In verse 1 and 2, 5 of chapter 7, he says there are those who like to and want to correct others, but they are in need of correction themselves. He said in verse 7 to 11, there are those who will provide for their own children, but will doubt that God can provide for his children. Then he said in verse 15 to 23, there are those who talk a good talk, but don't walk a good walk. And now in verse 24 to 27, he points out again the error of those who make great effort to build, but make a fundamental mistake in that they do not start off on the right foundation. Do you see that? Friends, yeah, Jesus is speaking about the absolute necessity of building your life on the right kind of foundation. Because a foundation is what holds everything together. It's what holds everything up. And no matter what quality of material you use, whether you use the finest granite in your countertops, in your kitchen, listen, friends, it doesn't matter if you carefully join the frame together. It doesn't matter how skilled you may be. If your foundation isn't solid and stable, your house will lack integrity. And over time, you will see cracks begin to appear in the walls. The windows will stick. The roof will leak. And sooner or later, when the storms of life come crashing, it will cause the place to crash down. And everything you work so hard to build will be lost. In 1174, an Italian architect, Bonanno Pisano, began work on what would become his most famous project. It was a separately standing bell tower for a cathedral in the city of Pisa. The tower was 8 stories tall, 185 foot tall. But there was one little problem, and the builders quickly discovered that the soil was much softer than they had anticipated to adequately hold up the structure. Quite significantly, do you know that the word Pisa means marshy land? Isn't that something? Which gives you a clue that onto why the tower began to lean even before it was completed. Also, its foundation was only 10 feet deep. And sure enough, before long, the whole structure began to tilt. And it continued to tilt until finally the architects and the builders realized there was nothing they could do to make the leaning tower of Pisa stand straight again. Do you know that it took 176 years? I just read this morning. No, it was about 200 years, but oh well. It took that long to build the Tower of Pisa. And during that time, many things were done to try and compensate for the tilt. Nothing worked. I watched a documentary on it about 3 weeks ago, not realizing I'm going to mention it today. The tower stood for 800 years, friends. But do you know that it leans 18 feet from where it should be? And one day, experts say it will fall. What was the problem? Bad design, poor workmanship, the inferior kind of marble? No. The problem was what was underneath. Do you see that, friends? The sandy soil on which the city of Pisa is built is not stable enough to support a monument of this size. The tower had no firm foundation. Each house mentioned in our scripture looked secure in good weather. But Palestine is known for its torrential rain that can quickly turn a dry creek into a violent river. Only storms reveal the quality of work of the two builders. Now please keep in mind, friends, that Jesus is not teaching a parable about how to build our lives in a protected area. That's not what the parable is about. You know why? There's no storm-free zones. Yeah. Isn't that true? Yeah. Foundations are usually hidden and are only proved and tested when the storms come. Storms can serve as a wake-up. This is a parable, friends, about foundations. Not about avoiding the weather. When the pressures of life intensify from all angles, the outcome is determined by the foundation we are standing on. Jesus helped the people to understand that God will not always be there to stop the rain and the flooding and the tornadoes from invading our lives. Nevertheless, he expected his people to be careful about the priorities on which they build their lives, to be cautious about who they listen to and what philosophy of life they choose to live by. This is what Jesus was saying to the people. Because a wrong decision in the foundational areas could mean their downfall. Friends, Jesus wants us to build our lives on what he taught. Let me share a summary of the sermon that I'm going to spend many weeks on doing one at a time. Let me share a summary on what he taught. He said, instead of murder and hate, build your life on forgiveness, Matthew 5, verse 21 and 22. Instead of revenge and getting even, build your life on reconciliation. Matthew 5:23-26. Instead of being consumed by lust, build your life on respect and honor. Matthew 5:27-30. Instead of divorcing for non-biblical reasons and splitting up a family, he said, build your life on faithfulness and love. Matthew 5:31-32. Instead of being evasive and deceptive, he said, build your life on telling the truth. Matthew 5:33-37. Instead of hating your enemy, build your life on praying for them. Matthew 5:43-48. Instead of just being outwardly religious, build your life on secret acts of kindness and worship. Matthew 6:1-18. Instead of dedicating your entire life to accumulating personal wealth, build eternal values in the heart of your children. Matthew 6:19-24. Instead of worrying your way through life, build your life on firm trust in the caring hand of God. Matthew 6:25-34. Instead of always judging and being suspicious about others, build your relationships on loving acceptance. Matthew 7:1-5. Instead of manipulating people to get what you want, build your life on seeking the will of God. Matthew 7:6-23. Now, why does Jesus want you to have a firm foundation? Because, friends, listen, the storms of life are coming. Amen. Amen. If you have never faced a storm in your life, please, I want to shake your hand. Because you will be the only one. We all face storms, friends. Hey? We all face them. And Jesus wants us to lay a proper foundation. How do we do that? Number one, for those who like to write notes, hear his word. Hear his word. Listen to what he has to say. Pay attention to his message. You know, Jesus urged these people to hear these sayings of mine. To hear these words of mine. He said it twice in verse 24 and 26 in our text. And now, remember, during Jesus' day, the rabbis urged people to hear the words of God and to pay attention to God's law. Only Jesus urged people to pay attention to his words. Why? Because he taught them with the authority of God himself. Why? He was God. Do you see that, friends? Listen what the scripture says in verse 28 and 29. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes, not as the Pharisees, not as the Sadducees, not as the rabbis. He taught them as one having authority. Jesus didn't quote God's word. Jesus spoke God's word. So it pays for us to listen to him. Friends, when Jesus urges us to hear his words, listen, now this is very careful, because I find it common nowadays. When Jesus urges us to hear his words, he doesn't mean we can pick and choose what we like and what we don't like. Mm-hmm. Eh? We can't. There's no choice. Jesus means to hear all his words. Pay attention to everything he says. And then secondly, for us to lay the firm foundation, the proper foundation, we must do his words. Right? Practice his words in everyday life. When work them in your life. It's not enough, friends, to just hear his words. Jesus said, we must do his words. For the wise person does not just acquire knowledge, he or she puts it to good use. On the surface, friends, listen, there was not much difference between the wise man and the foolish man. Both built their houses that looked the same on the outside. Both read the same blueprints. Both faced the same storm. But the crucial distance is what can't be seen underneath it all. Isn't that true? The foundation. In the same way, people may look good on the outside. They're just awesome people. They read their Bibles. They face similar storms in life. But what makes the crucial difference is what's underneath it all. Friends, Jesus said that we must heed to the Word of God. We must hear and act upon the Word of God. Then we will be laying a solid, proper foundation. James 1 verse 22, James says, if we hear the Word of God and do not heed to it, then we deceive ourselves. Paul said in Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word by the Word of God. Every so often, friends, we need to pause and we need to do an autopsy, how you say it? Autopsy on our faith to see if we are genuine, if we are real, if we are authentic. And when one does that, Luke put it this way, Luke 6 verse 48, he said, Jesus said, he is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. What is Jesus saying, friends? He's saying that in order to lay this a foundation correctly, we must dig deep. I love when I visit people from the church and I see that in one part of the house, there is the Bible, there is a notebook, there is pens, there is sometimes a commentary where they are digging deep to get to that solid foundation, friends. I love that. Many Christians are content to only occasionally come to church and get a little bit of God's word, but they are not digging deep and getting ready for the storm. There are a lot of people who are struggling. There are lots of people who are struggling because of the storm they are facing. And I just say, Lord, help them. Why did the man build the house upon the sand? Well, it was easy. It was easier, right? And it was cheaper. And it was just good enough. It was good enough. But listen, friends, it is not good to look for an easy way, a lazy way to serve God. I want to say that again, because all of you are saying, what? Listen, friends, it's not good to look for an easy way, a lazy way to serve God. Amen. The man who built his house upon the rock, he started by digging deep. One has to stand firm in their faith in Jesus Christ. I read the story about a lawyer and a doctor. Recently in the Massachusetts Bar Association Lawyers Journal, There were various lists of questions that lawyers have been known to ask in court. And here's a series of these questions. The question, doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse? Answer, no. Question, did you check for blood pressure? Answer, no. Question, did you check for breathing? Answer, no. Then question, then is it possible that the patient was alive when you began the autopsy? Answer, no. Question, how can you be sure, doctor? Answer, because his brain was sitting in a jar on my table. But couldn't the patient be alive nevertheless? Answer, it is possible that the patient could still be alive and practicing law somewhere. That's just a joke now, okay? Just as the body cannot function without the brain, faith without works is dead. You agree with that? You could say it this way. If you want your life to last, then listen to Jesus and live what he says. It's not enough to just hear what he says. We must heed what he says. We must move from preaching to practicing. We must move from hearing to doing. We must move from listening to heeding. Hear his words. Do his words. And in doing so, number three, you will withstand the storm. Isn't that lovely, friends? Persevere, friends, through the trials of life. Prevail when the problems come. Prevail, friends. Matthew 7:25, and the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock. The wise man survives the storms of life because he lives a life that is dependent on Jesus Christ. It is founded on hearing and doing the word of God. You see, friends, no matter who you are, and you might be very important, the storms will come. The storms will come. It rains on the just and the unjust. The winds blow on believers and unbelievers. Floods come to everyone. I wish I could say this morning, trust Christ with your life, and you know what? You'll never see another problem again. That's not true. I can say, however, trust Christ with your life and you will be able to prevail through the problems of life. Isn't that true, friends? Hey? You will be able to stand. You'll be stronger. Friends, whatever storm you're going through, and I know when I look at you, you all look lovely, but some of us are really struggling in certain areas. Whatever storm you're going through, Jesus is better than your worst storm. So let's trust him. If your life is founded on him, if you are depending on Jesus Christ, you will come out just fine. I want to end by telling you about Gregory Elder. He tells a funny story about the importance of a strong foundation. He writes, Growing up on the Atlantic coast, I spent hours building intricate sand castles. Whole cities would appear beneath my hands. One year, for several days in a row, there was a bunch of bullies who would come and smash my work. Finally, I tried something. I placed cinder rocks and blocks and concrete chunks at the base of my castles. Then I built the sand kingdoms on top of the rocks. And when the local bullies appeared, and I disappeared, of course, you can imagine the sounds of these guys as their bare feet met their match on my strong, solid foundation. Listen, let me ask you, friends, listen. Which builder are you? I don't say I wish Johnny was here. No. Which builder are you? Are you wise or are you foolish? Are you building your life on Jesus Christ, friends? Is he your sure foundation? Or are you relying on something else? Or are you relying on someone else to get you through the storms of life? Friends, unless we are committed to build our lives upon Jesus Christ and his word, then we are not anchored to the solid rock. Our lives will continue to be filled with frustration, and when the storms of life come, we will fail. We will fall. We can all agree with Robert Schuller. He said, tough times don't last, but tough people do. It is what separates boys from men, wimps from warriors, and cowards from the courageous. That is what Calvary is about. Calvary removes the sand and gives us who believe a rock on which we can stand. Friends, there is nothing worth living for except for Jesus Christ. There is nothing this world can offer that is greater than Jesus Christ. He is our love and our joy and our peace and our rest and our healing and our life, and he's our grace and he's our mercy. He is everything, friends. God the Father has answered every human cry in Jesus Christ. Friends, he is the answer to everything. When we were young, we used to sing a song by Andre Crouch. Jesus is the answer for the world today. No wonder David wrote in Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord, do you notice all the capitals? The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. He said in 40 verse 2, he also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon the rock and established my steps. Isn't that a lovely verse, friends? Yeah. Listen, we need to hear the word of God. We need to do the word of God so that we can withstand every storm in our lives. No wonder the songwriter put it, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, come on, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen.